Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. You can always tune in to our free podcast every day. It serves it out to you right as the show ends. If you subscribe to it at InfoWars.com, in the right-hand corner, it says subscribe to the podcast. It's free. You just click on it. The 3 hours is sent to you each and every day, courtesy of my pocketbook. But it's all about the information. Let us now go ahead and go to the calls. As promised, this entire hour, masses of calls, but I'm going to move quick. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex, and thanks for having your guest. For those who haven't got TerraStorm, I got it. I'm making copies.
Good.
Get it. It is very vital, and I wanted to point out something about a clip in your TerraStorm. You know how the Bush supporters are all for Bush, but getting near them and getting near the president and getting arrested. I mean, this is vital stuff, folks. And I just advise you, get this film, get copies made, and get them out to people. And I also have some Kentucky news that where now the public schools, since all the school shootings, are going to have lockdown drills, and it's going to be mandated now to have, you know, searches, possibly strip searches of this 5295 bill that's out here.
Oh, yeah. Congress wants to make it where random strip searches, you know, not, oh, we think you have a knife, we're going to check in your pants. Now, oh, just line up. We're government pedophiles here. That's who they are, higher numbers in those areas. We just need to search you now. And it's prison life. Shakedowns, they search them, dogs search them, fences, ID cards to get in. It's training for the prison system. When a child has, what is it, 11 times, last time I checked in the Almanac, better chance of drowning in a swimming pool, even when they're over 12, it's even higher when you're below 12, than you do of being killed in a school shooting. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. It's despicable. Let's go ahead and talk to Keith in Detroit. Thank you, Keith, for holding. Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, sir.
I've got a question for you. I've been postulating this for quite a bit. Is it possible at all that the Founding Fathers, seeing that most of those who penned our founding documents were complicit, well, they were involved in the secret societies and whatnot, and we all know that Satan's got a master plan on how he's going to take and dominate, try to dominate, that they used our founding documents to try and foment hostility towards the third world war. And what I mean by this is that there are going to be the people that go along with this, you know, this new world order, blindly, a bunch of puppets and clones, and then there's going to be the people that are set out against it, which, you know, you and I are, and will be quickly rounded up and put to death. And then the rest of the people.
No, that's not what's going to happen. You know, they say it's the end of the world. They've been saying that since Paul's time, and they're always saying you can't fight evil. They told the founders that. They told people when we fought Hitler that. Regardless, we have a duty to fight evil, or if you believe the Bible, we'll go to hell. If you know about an evil and you don't fight it, the blood is on your hands.
But it also.
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm just saying how people extrapolate.
Right. And also Romans 13, don't fight evil with evil, fight evil for good. It'll heap coals upon your enemy's head. You know, if he needs rest, give him, you know, a place to sleep. If he needs
food. But are you saying Romans 13 means we shouldn't stand up against evil?
No. I'm just saying that there are some.
That's what the churches teach now.
Yeah, I know. There are some people that'll say, you know, I'll die before they get my guns. Something like that. You know,
let me ask you a question. If they come to take you, your wife, and your children, if you have children, to a camp, are you going to go with them?
Well, I have to say that my children, I know, will be protected by Jesus' blood because you've loved all the children.
So there were people that thought that in Germany. You're saying that if men come to take you to a death camp, you're going to go?
Well, I'd rather fight not to, but once they start making the laws to where it's a so critical, where they say, well, you know, the penalty for having a firearm is death, then what do you do?
Well, if you submit, then it's a trick. After you get the guns out, then they come and kill you.
After you submit, but that's the part, that's like receiving the mark of the beast. You have to submit to it.
So you're not going to submit to gun confiscation?
I do. Definitely will not.
Good. God bless you. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote-unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wide open phones in this third and final hour at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm going to move quickly, though, because I want to give everybody a chance to get on board, to have your questions or comments ready. Coming up, Bush signings called effort to expand power, Boston Globe. I will get into that. Also, Britain's Observer claims threats by Washington prompted Heathrow terror raids. Turns out that was all fake, ladies and gentlemen. Provocateur. But again, a month later, you find out it was all fake. You can argue with the average idiot on the street about it because they just aren't tuned in. They're not focused on real issues. They're focused on sitcoms or sports, and that's why they're not successful. It's why they're losing their country. It's why they're losing their children. If you're not involved in the world, folks, and fighting for your freedom, you're going to be a slave. And a lot of times, even if you fight for your freedom, you're going to be a slave. All the things we've had, all the milk and honey, all of the good things this country has enjoyed is because people sacrificed before us. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in Canada, then Don, James, Steve, David, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Greg.
Hey, Greg. Alex, what's up?
Doing a national, international radio broadcast, my friend.
Awesome. I love your show. I'm just you made the prediction back in the summer that there's going to be attack before the November midterm elections.
That's not my full, again, everybody who repeats my prediction never says it correctly, and I always wonder why. Just like it was the same prediction I made in July of 2000, the 2001 that came true about 9/11. What was my full prediction?
Your full prediction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my full prediction.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just saying the neocon talk radio are saying the exact same thing that you're saying, that they're going to carry out attack at any time. It's imminent. I don't believe that for a second. Personally, I don't think they need another attack. I think right now they want the Democrats to come in, take the place of the Republicans, because all the dissent is basically directed towards the Republicans right now. And to quell the dissent, they're going to put in the Democrats, and then we're going to go back to sleep, the majority.
And then they'll just keep rolling forward. That may be that may be the case, but let me just, for the record, give people my full prediction.
Okay.
That we wrote down and that we announced here on air. If we do not get the word out, if we do not scream bloody murder, if we do not cause a revelation, a renaissance of understanding of who carried out 9/11 and government-sponsored terrorism, then they're going to stage some type of huge attack as a pretext to take us into Iran. And I appreciate your, well, I'm going to let you comment here in a moment, but I don't think it's fair to let you go right now, but I want to get your take on what I'm about to say. All of what you say is well and good, may happen, but here's the problem. They want to go into Iran. They're masked to do it. It's the same thing we saw pre-Iraq attack. And so they may need an attack to do that, or they may just not care. They may just go ahead and attack Iran, and that's the thing that sends us into a larger global crisis, knowing we'll still rally around these neocons when they're the ones that caused it. It's a very complex time. There is war in heaven, as Chris Floyd, syndicated columnist, said yesterday. You know, up in Washington, we call that hell. Some call it heaven. You know, the titans are fighting. There is some groups in the elite that want to slow things down. They think it's too dangerous. The globalist neocons are so arrogant, full of hubris and chutzpah, that they believe they can just go ahead and get away with it, order out of chaos. So we're going to find out here. You know, October's a key month going into the November election, but then even the next year and a half into 2008, we're going to find out, my friend. This is it. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying the neocon talk radio, Glenn Beck, they're all beating the same drum, the doom mongering, and I don't think they need another attack. Maybe to bring in the North American Union, because I'm in Canada. I'm not going to accept that. I know I'm going to fight tooth and nail. I'm not going to accept that.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let me just say something about it. Right before the 2004 election, U.S. News and World Report quoted a White House source, high level, Dick Cheney, as saying that a nuke would go off before the election. There would be a terrorist attack. And they're constantly yelling fire in the theater. It came out they were, quote, issuing fake terror alerts for political gain. That's all admitted now. But again, back of the paper. Totally admitted. Totally criminal. I didn't issue a warning for all of those. I said they're just fear-mongering. Now there's this confluence of so many different things that I see it as a prime time for it to happen. It may happen next September. It may happen next October. It may happen the next September. You know, it could happen any time. Anytime. The point is that we have never since 9/11 had more of the key indicators I see, the light bulbs, the switches going off, the buzzers going off, that tell me we're in great danger. Okay, so I've issued my second prediction, but the prediction is if we don't have a monumental effort, if there's a revelation of government involvement, and since then there have been a new poll, even more people believe it's an inside job on MSNBC, what, 61% now, if we cause an even bigger revelation, they can't get away with this. And we're doing that. But I don't want to at the same time get on the air and go, hey, we're winning. You guys really got the word out. Fox News covered my prediction. You know, it's been in the newspaper. They may back off now because I still think they're probably going to pull something. Okay, but we'll see. Just keep pushing. And, of course, Fox News is probably setting me up after October passes, and thank God there's no attack. And I said this back when I predicted that. Then they'll misquote my prediction and say, he said it would happen. He said Bush would launch an attack for sure against America, and it didn't happen. Again, that's a straw man argument. I said, unless we get the word out. Okay, there you go. And look, I was right last time. I don't like being right. I said massive attack, probably on the World Trade Center, blaming it on the CIA asset Bin Laden, unless we get the word out. And I said it'll be in the next few months. And 2 weeks after I did that, Dr. Tanya Krasnaya, the chief economist of Putin in Russia, said that the Deadhead Group, translated into English, the Skull and Bones Group, will launch an attack on the Economic Center in New York. That's all she said, as a way to bring in world government. Okay, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Don in Texas. Don, welcome.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, say, you know, there's been a rash of school shootings and strange anomalies.
Totally staged.
Well, certainly.
Targeting young girls, yeah.
You don't have a lot of chemical engineering background, but there's a lot of drugs. You've heard of Rohypnol. That's a drug that can influence the mind to where you become suggestible. And a lot of people, even 35 years, 40 years ago, there were drugs that hypnotists used to induce their patients to, you know, succumb to hypnosis.
Yeah, there's amnesiacs and there's...
Right.
You can, that would be pharmakia, sir, not chemical engineering.
Well, it
and I actually have quite a knowledge. I mean,
It branches off.
Let me just add something since you made a statement. No, hold on a minute, sir. I'm going to make a statement since you made a statement. I don't know as much as a pharmacist or as much as a doctor. I know nothing compared to them. But actually, to make the statement that I don't know about pharmakia, I know, I would say, more than the average. But it doesn't matter what I know. I just go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's been 50 years for research to have been done. And, of course, you don't like to knock Israel. But they're one of the primary people in...
That's another false statement. Go ahead and put him on hold again. Another false statement, sir. And I'm confused by your false statements. All the people who do nothing but Jew bash all day and foam at the mouth and say that Jews make the rain not fall and Jews do this and that and Jews drink blood and all the rest of it and Jews are secretly werewolves and have hair on the bottom of their feet and all that, they're not listed by the ADL. I am. Because I hurt the New World Order. And I don't like the ADL. I don't like the Jewish mafia out of Israel. I talk about the slave brothels in Israel. I talk about the Israeli lobby having a lot of power and blackmailing people in D.C. I talk about Israel controlling our caller ID systems and our government's phone security. I talk about Odigo, instant message service, warning Israelis to get out of the buildings. I do all of that. I just don't do it from an anti-Semitic point of view. Because I criticize the corrupt British government, I'm non-anti-British. I criticize the corrupt Chinese government, I'm non-anti-Asian. And so another false statement, and you call about every 6 months, and you always say the same thing about how I don't like to criticize Jews, but if you want to say something about Israel, Don, go ahead and say it, but don't preface it as if you're saying a particularly juicy little candy bar by putting out the card that you're hitting a taboo and acing me, getting something over on me on the air. Go ahead.
Well, no, I wasn't doing that. There are some Jewish people I've known that are just lovely. I've known some crypto guys. That's people that...
Let me guess, I'm a crypto Jew.
No. When I say crypto, that were people back during the Cold War.
Yeah, I know.
People who were loyal American. Yeah. Can I speak?
Sure, go ahead and speak, sir. Tell us all about the crypto Jews. They're everywhere.
Well, they were working in what they call the crypto. They were people helping the American government in the Cold War. And they were very fine, wonderful people, and very nice and well gracious people. Not all Christians are good, not all Christians are bad. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, all I'm saying is a lot of people don't know that a lot of these shootings, now, maybe it wasn't, I'm sorry, I shouldn't set Israel, but whatever group it is, if they had access to these drugs, they can induce people. You don't need to torture them or enslave them or anything. You can use these drugs to make them do things according to the people that are what I call
no,
them.
No, I know. It's actually quite easy to...
I call them the steering winds people, the people that want to control the very...
There's stuff like Halcyon. There's a lot of drugs you can use.
Well,
and
President Bush took that, didn't he?
I wasn't aware if he was on Halcyon.
He went over to Japan.
That's right. When he was vomiting on everyone, he was on Halcyon.
Well, he was... That induces amnesia. Can I speak anymore?
No, I'm going to let you go. I said I was going to go to callers quickly, and I'm going to do that. That little preface thing about being able to speak, too, is you got plenty of time there, Don. Hey, if you don't like the show, don't tune in or listen to it, okay? Thanks a lot. Good to hear from you. Again, if you don't want to listen, don't listen. All right, we'll be right back and take more of your calls.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be frank with you, folks. I just get sick of the cult-likeness, the self-righteousness of people when they call and they go, well, I know you don't like to talk about the Jews, and you're afraid, and no, you don't. I'm just going, you know what, I'm sick of that. Why don't you just talk about the crimes that different groups are involved in instead of, literally, they get off on it. I hear these other talk shows, but that's all they talk about. They do no good, no activism, no action, no rallying the people, just constantly repeating the same word, which the ADL and others just love, because then it makes them look like victims, and they get what they want. I'm not giving you what you want. It's just like this. I have nothing against Hispanics. I love Hispanic folks. But I'm against a large percentage saying this is Mexico and they're going to kill Whitey. It's not that I'm against Hispanics or I'm racist. A lot of those guys are racist, and I'm calling them out. And I have the courage to do it and go out in the middle of the 100-degree heat with 100 other Texans and protest on Daisy Sayce parade. I don't, you know, that's because I'm not a racist. I'm proud of what I'm doing. I'm out there standing up against racists. You didn't see the good old Klan boys out at that, did you? No, they're just giving each other Grand Supreme Wizard Awards and Cyclopsium Double Ruler Clusters. Give me a break. Let's go ahead and take... I'm going to move quick, folks. I want to get to everybody. I promised I would, and see, I'm babbling. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Texas. James, you're on the air. Hello, well, James. Go ahead.
Well, Mr. Jones, may I speak?
Yes, you may speak.
How are you? Rest in peace, Alex. Last night on CNN, Mr. Demonically Possessed, ex-president and beautiful daughter, Dora. Sorry, Dora, just the facts. On CNN last night, to further expound on your guest's experience, at a football game, the ex was ordered to tell his son to, Mr. President, bring our troops home. He replied, quote, unquote, exactly. And that was the icing on the cake, Alex.
What happened? I mean, I'm dumb. I'm missing what you're saying. What happened?
You didn't catch CNN last night, the interview with Mr. Herbert and daughter Dora on her book?
No. So what happened?
Through the discussion, they were, just like the experience your guest had about speaking to an official, only... what happened to him didn't happen because this happened at a football game. And that's the icing on the cake. That was the extent of...
Again, I'm totally stupid. What happened? Bush Senior's at a football game. What happened?
He was telling a story that when he was at a football game, this big burly man walked... when Mr. President walked past him, the big burly man told Mr. President to bring our troops home.
Okay, and what happened?
And that was the extent of it. There was no arrest, no nothing.
Why do you think Bush Sr. was telling that story?
Well, he's just trying to prompt people to do what that last guy did. Go out there and try to foul-mouth an official, a dignitary, on the sly and get himself in hot water.
Well, actually, the earlier caller didn't foul-mouth a dignitary or an official or an excellency. He went to a public servant... and told them that the war was despicable, reprehensible.
Right.
Listen, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for it, James. Call back again. Let's talk to Steve in Kentucky. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to say first that I'm a huge fan, and thank you so much for everything that you do.
Well, thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to let you know that here in Kentucky, the Department for Natural Resource Officers, they are training at Fort Knox, learning how to use M16s from the back of a speeding boat onto the targets.
Yeah, everything is about oppressing the American people. Everything is about the government building control grids to track us down, to control us and kill us. The government's gone rogue.
I see it coming like a speeding freight train at us, Alex. It's got me scared. But
well, good luck. I mean, all the scum they've got working for them are a bunch of pushovers.
God bless, Alex.
Anything else on your mind?
No, sir.
Thank you for the call. I'd like to see that news article or a piece on that, but I am aware of those type of activities. Thank you so much. Let's go to David in Puerto Rico. Welcome, David.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good. I'll hold you over if you don't have time. Go ahead.
I just want to give you a compliment. I live in Puerto Rico, man. I just want to say we saw your Terror Storm video, but we show it to an auditorium classroom in Spanish, and it came out to be great, man. You know, I mean, it's a wake-up call, what you did for basically for the people here in the island.
Oh, thank you. So somebody put Spanish to it?
Yeah, we put Spanish. We a lot of we transfer your voiceovers in Spanish.
Well, if somebody would do a Spanish translation and put it on Google or send it to us, we'd put it on Google. That'd be wonderful.
It's great, man. You know, see, it's very great, man.
Stay there. I want to hear more about this on the other side. Okay, David. We're going to come back to David in Puerto Rico. Don't hang up, David. We're going to go to everybody else. 1-800-259-9231. All of your great callers. We're having to move quick so we get everybody in. Got several news reports coming up as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Admit it. The moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof. Get the book. Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the NT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Welcome back on this Friday edition. Your calls, tons of news coming up here momentarily. You know, to think about it, there is a way out of here, and it's realizing that criminals have hijacked every level of government, and they have useful idiots under them following orders, and 90% of what you see is color of law. The courts are almost completely corrupt. We're like a rotting body. We're really getting to the bloated point where, I don't want to go into details, but it's getting bad. And people are starting to smell something. Man, it's getting, you know, it's really starting to get obvious. People try to deny it for a while. Oh, the country's just asleep. Look at it sitting there in its chair. Oh, getting a little pale there. Getting a little stiff there, Bob. And then now Bob's all swole up and black and got maggots and cockroaches all over it, and the intestines have popped. And there's like a soup dripping on the carpet, and we're still going, ha ha, listen to these conspiracy theorists say the country's dead. It'll be a skeleton before you know it, and they'll go, look, it's vibrant. It's a babe in a manger. I just want to get our country back, folks. And, but hey, yuppies, just Yuppies don't understand that if they save the country, they won't bankrupt the dollar, they won't blow out the economy, they won't do all these things they're planning if we back them off. See, they got to have the police state in place first before they have all this fun with us. But I know you're going to deny it and just let them have the fun. And a lot of you get to be functionaries in the system, and you'll get to, you know, still believe the propaganda. It's fun, I know. Your parents were probably scum, and they were scum before you, and scum on down the line. And it's the age of scum, so I'm out of control. I understand that. We've got calls from Japan, Australia, everywhere, but let's go back to Puerto Rico, to David first. Then we have a little closer to field, Texas and Kentucky again. Go ahead. You're on the air, David. Very exciting. So there in Puerto Rico, is this college or high school, or where are you showing Terror Storm?
We're showing at an oral tournament at a college. You're showing it.
Oh, good. So you know, does somebody live get up and talk over my voiceover, or what happened?
Basically, well, a friend of mine works, he does audio tech. He took your video and transformed it to a Spanish language.
Okay, your buddy took my video and dumped Spanish over it and uploaded it.
He used some sort of, I don't know what he did, but it came out great.
No, what I'm saying is, ask him to burn me a disc of it, mail it to me, and I'll upload it to Google for free a billion or like 800 million or something know how to speak Spanish or some ridiculous number?
Yeah, you're talking to one right here. I speak Spanish perfectly well, Alex.
So that's what I'm saying. We need to get that out to those people.
Cool. No, but at one time, I thought you were just crazy. So I was some sort of white guy that loaned it. But, yo, you really woke me up, man. You really woke me up with what you were saying, man. I mean, I thought you were some sort of pathetic, crazy cat. So this guy's on TV. I said, nah, man. This guy really blew my mind what he was saying, man. It's like, yo, I was checking you out, and I thought he was just some sort of lunatic on national radio. I said, whoa, this guy, he's a real deal. What are you saying? You know, and
listen,
and you really humble me, man.
Well, no, I'm humble by what you're saying.
I'm a Hispanic man. I mean, I'm a person of color, a black person. I mean, I don't really compliment people, but you really put a sledgehammer in my head and really woke me up with what you're saying, man.
Well, God bless you, sir. Yeah. We're all brothers and sisters together in this fight. But listen, it is so important that whoever translates Terror Storm into Spanish or whatever language, but the thing is, Spanish, as you know, is like the second biggest language in the world. We need to get Terror Storm in Spanish. It's been requested. So if you ask your friend to mail me a copy, I'll upload it to Google Video. Or if he wants to do it, that's fine too. Millions will see it. Please, please get it on there so you can wake up millions.
I mean, in Puerto Rico, a lot of people don't see what's going on in our school. We have a lot of stickers of Infowars.com on our bulletin boards.
Oh, awesome.
We see, man, you know, and people, you know, say, you know, what's happening in the States, that's different. I don't think that's happening in the island. Everything is okay here in the Caribbean. Well, I don't know about that because you're starting to see they're building up prisons around certain parts of the island. I said, whoa, is Halliburton coming down here putting up concentration camps here also? Are people kind of curious?
Sir. We've got more prisons than anybody in the world, and they're only building more.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, it's kind of curious. Everyone thinks, you know, that the Caribbean is safer from where you at in the mainland, in Texas or California or Arizona or Mexico. Even the problems you have with the Mexicans out there, they figure that conflict won't come out here in the other part of the country.
Well, they're playing us off against each other. We've all got to come together. Same thing with Mexico. But what you're saying is very exciting. And, again, please contact your friend. Beg him to upload it to Google.
Well, I'll speak to him. Is there a way I can email to you or email you or...
Well, if he uploads it and gives us a link, that's fine. He can upload it to Google, or you can contact us at Aaron@Infowars.com or Kevin@Infowars.com or Mike@Infowars.com. I'm just giving you all my people's email. That way it's all broken up so one person doesn't get all the email. We all try to read it together.
Cool.
But just tell your friend, please, if he doesn't know how to upload it to Google, mail me a disc of it, and I will get it up on Google Video.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure speaking to you for the first time, man.
Hey, pleasure talking to you.
It's a pleasure, man. It's a blessing speaking to you, man.
It's a blessing talking to you, and Godspeed, my brother. And I'll say this. We're all in this together, and the power of whoever it is in Puerto Rico. I remember about 3 years ago, a guy called who said he was a professor in Puerto Rico. He was visiting family in Florida, and he said that he was teaching his students the truth. And I've gotten, over the years, since then, a bunch of calls from different students at that college. So somebody's got to get this in Spanish. People keep asking me, do it in German, do it in Spanish, do it in French. Folks, I don't have that much money. And I don't have that much staff, or I don't have that much. If we had the money for more staff, I consider and tell everybody what to do. We don't have a corporate structure here. Please, put it in Japanese. Please, put it in Spanish. You want to, Spanish. I mean, the Japanese are, what, 100 million? Chinese are so many different dialects, but if you did it in the main dialect, 1,300,000,000+, that's really the key group we need it. But Spanish, it's like 700, 800 million, I forget, something like that. Yo-yo, very receptive to the truth. Great people in Latin America and the Caribbean. We have got to get it to them. And I'll get 10 calls. Oh, I'm in Austin. Let me come to your office and do it. Folks, we're busy trying to make two more films right now. Please, just somebody do it. Somebody do it. I don't care if it's subtitles. This is the kind of stuff I have nightmares about. I want to do more. That's all I think about is how to do more. If you just take action, there'd be no stopping us. If you would take action, whether you're Deutsch or Russian or Japanese or Chinese or Puerto Rican, or it doesn't matter, or you're in Newfoundland, it's up to you. Do the labor of love. Take action. If you don't know how to do a computer work, find somebody who does. Go out and get it done. I mean, this is life and death. You understand, folks, that I literally have trouble going to sleep every night now because I'm so worried about what's happening? And believe me, cowering in a hole is only ensuring you're going to go down. Let's kick their butts together. Please. Listen, Terror Storm in English, the world language. 3 billion people speak English. Did you know that? Or have some English because of the piratical actions of the British Empire. We can get it out to people that way. There's like 20-something versions of Terror Storm. Look for the two or three that are high quality. And every time they hit 200,000, they knock out their view stats because we've now counted up. It was over 4 million views in the last month and a half. They're cheating us from being in the top 100. We need your, because once it gets into Google top 100, everybody else who's visiting Google starts seeing it, millions of people, and then it really goes supernova. Help us. Go get Terror Storm off Google Video. Put it on MySpace. Post the links all over message boards, ABC News message boards, Limbaugh message boards, Hannity message boards, Democrat message boards, Indy Media message boards, Google message boards, Yahoo message boards, Terror Storm, Terror Storm, Terror Storm. It is having a huge effect already. This film is so important. It's irrefutable facts of 7/7, 9/11, Iraq, all of it. It needs to be seen. Very exciting getting that call from Puerto Rico. Let's go ahead and take a call from Andrew in Japan, then John in Australia, then we'll go to Steve in Kentucky and others. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome. What are you doing in Japan?
I'm a teacher out here.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you for calling in. What's on your mind?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. It's funny that you just mentioned Google because I was actually kicked off of their question and answer board for asking questions about 9/11.
Oh, yeah, there's massive censorship. Google isn't just censoring in China. They're censoring globally, and I'm mad about it.
Oh, I'm mad
because
too.
They claim they aren't. It was a big scandal when they did it in China. Now they're doing it here, and I'm mad. Sorry.
Anyone who has them as their homepage, I'd advise you to change your homepage. And I know you have a link on
they got cookies
there to send them a protest email telling them that you're not going to use their services anymore if they're going to be censors like that.
Well, they're a great system because they've got NSA technology and they are the best search engine. They got a lot of great features. I love Google. That's why I'm particularly mad. Well, they must be scared of Terror Storm. Why do you think they've erased our stats at least twice?
I know. I actually noticed that before you posted it on InfoWars. I was mad, but I was sure you were going to say something about it, and I'm glad you did. I just wanted to say that as far as the Canadian situation, because I'm a native of Canada, that the only reason why it would be really important to get Terror Storm out in French is that we got a really large French population in Canada. Actually, I'm French, and they're really patriotic, and they love their country, so anyone who's trying to get Terror Storm into Canada, just use the Google Video link, or you can just mail the DVDs out in an envelope that doesn't identify it as Terrorstorm or...
Yeah, Canada, again, Japan, China, Russia, no problem getting stuff in. Canada, literally, folks, I'm not trying to bash Canada. Great people. I got a lot of friends that are Canadian. Canadians don't know how bad your government is, man. They're bad. And I've been hearing about them for years.
Oh, they're bad. And we're all brainwashed into believing that the monarchy has absolutely no power. But
oh, they own the whole thing.
The queen's on our money. And, you know, I'm looking at my passport right now, and on the top of our Canadian logo, there's a crown. I mean, that speaks volumes.
Well, she owns about 40% of the land there. She owns the roads. She owns everything.
Yeah, I know. But she just comes there every year, and we put on a little...
That piece of trash, lowly scum pig... Royal scum thinking she rules us, that filth. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about Harper?
No, I'm talking about Queen Elizabeth. Saxe Coburg Gotha, that big hog. That Nazi piece of trash.
I got a chance to see Scanner Darkly, Alex. I loved your spot in that.
Oh, good. Saw it out in Japan, huh?
Yeah, I managed to get my hands on a copy through alternative methods. But,
oh, those are ever... Yeah,
anyways, I thought it was great.
Okay, listen, good to have you from Japan. Anything else?
Okay. I'd like to hear more of these celebrities. They obviously support you, like the ones that were on Scanner Darkly and Sheen and all of them. So I'd just like to put out a challenge for more celebrities to come on your show and speak out against the New World Order. That's all.
Yeah, but they saw the treatment Sheen got. Thanks for the call. All total lies, folks, about him. John in Australia, and then we'll go to... Well, Tom just hung up. We'll go to Ian and others. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? And how's stuff going down under, my friend?
Not too bad. Just a few questions, I suppose you'd say. I've noticed that you seem to emphasize a lot of... you know, like, God bless you and so forth on the radio, but when it comes to your DVDs and so forth, it's quite absent. Just curious as to why that
is. I tend to emphasize what, sir?
Christianity. Just like with the comments, like, God bless.
Well, the films are focused about the issues that they're in, you know, the context they're in. I'm a Christian. I'm from the Bible Belt. My family's Christian. I believe in Christian values. But most Americans believe they're Christian and believe that means worshiping world government, worshiping open borders, worshiping war. And so I'm simply trying to explain that that's not really Christianity.
All right, but is that because of the radio and DVDs? Are two different demographics?
No, it's not something where it's demographics. I guess I never thought about it. I mean, in a film about government-sponsored terror, I'm focused. The films are 2 hours long. The radio show is 3 hours every day, you know, 5 days a week. Well, now I guess 6 days a week I'm doing radio, and then everything else I do. So this is more personal. This is more on the fly. This is more what I think, more editorializing, whereas the films are documentaries about certain subjects. But I did make a film about the occult, sir, and about the satanic nature of our elite.
I've been listening for about 6 months, and I just think that there's a lot of people that ring up. They come across as religious fanatics. You know,
yeah, well, you know what? That's fine. Well, let me just say this, sir. You can judge. Go ahead.
Really, no mention of your own beliefs and so forth. It's all centered on, you know, on the real issues. When it comes to radio, it seems, you know, Bush is evil, Bush is that. We can give a copy of Terrorstorm to your friends. It's almost like a branding, like a form of marketing.
Of course it's a form of marketing. I'm desperately trying to get the information out. But I mean, what do you think we're trying to do here, sir? We're trying to survive. I mean, just to say marketing, you know, is it some corporate marketing? Is it a profit-driven marketing? No, it's the opposite. Since I started really going nuts and putting stuff out for free, I don't sell as much stuff. I don't care. Okay. That's the bottom line. It's about getting the info out. And so, yeah.
I mean, I understand that, but even when it does come to, you know, like financial issues, you don't seem to go in-depth there when you say, I've heard you say previously, you know, I probably won't even make any money off this film, but it sort of ends there. It doesn't actually go into detail about UNGCN and...
Yeah, this is clearly a criticism, and it's a good criticism because it's calmly presented and laid out, but there's no substance to it. I'm a religious nut because I say I'm a Christian.
that these issues are. You know, they're quite important, but...
Well, listen, I know that Christianity is basically dead in England and basically dead in Australia, but the churches are still open here and people are still have faith in this country, and I'm not ashamed of my Christianity. So if you think I'm a nut or a kook, fine. You should just judge my information. Am I right about 7-7, 9-11? Am I right about the lying about the Iraq war? Was I lying about spying? I've been telling people for 10 years they're spying on them. Was I lying about anything? No. I bear good fruit. Oh, another Christian statement. I'm telling the truth. I'm a good person, okay? I do this with an open heart. I come from a position of trying to do good. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. So I'm confused by your call, sir.
I am not trying to criticize you.
Well, I think you're allowed to criticize me. If you just said you wanted to criticize, you go to the head of the line, my friend. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, people like Charlie Sheen, with your pretty much your warning on that.
Stay there. When we get back there, you got to speak a little louder. You're on an IP phone or something, and I mean, it's the Dickens trying to hear you.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Try to do radio graffiti. Give each person about 45 seconds. That means you got to move quick and just spew your info. You say a lot in that time. Program note, I'll be on the radio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. on News Radio 590 KLBJ here in Austin. You can hear it from Dallas to San Antonio to Houston. And it's going to be syndicated on the GCN Radio Network. So you'll be able to tune in there on the web as well, 4 to 6 p.m. just find links at InfoWars.com. And if you believe in what we're doing, please get a DVD of Terror Storm or 9/11 Mysteries from InfoWars.com to support what we're doing so we can continue in our actions against the globalists. Real fast, let's let John in Australia finish up what he was saying about Charlie Sheen. Go ahead.
Yeah, just in regards to Charlie Sheen, with your prediction that you've made about what could or could not happen, why are these people not screaming from the rooftops?
I don't even understand that question. With my prediction? Are you talking about Charlie Sheen?
The prediction that you've made about what could happen.
Sure, Charlie Sheen. So I understand now. Thanks for the call. I got to let you go. Your phone's cutting out. I understand what you're saying now. My prediction about the government could stage an attack unless we expose it. Charlie, you're criticizing him because he's already gotten up and been pilloried. So you're just nastily saying, why hasn't he done more? What does that even mean? Just get up and stop being a jellyfish, sir, and stop being a critic who sits in the stands. Get in the arena. Your spirit is wicked. I just hope you know that. Another Christian thing. I am what I am, sir, so take it or leave it. Let's talk to Aaron in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if you knew who the transhumanists were.
Yes, I know who Dr. Warwick is and the rest of them, and they say we will be made to take the chips, or we'll be like the Amish, and then we'll have our communities overtaken, and it's the future, the hive brain. That's very dangerous. It's being sold as trendy and cutting edge, and it's not.
Yeah, what about post-humans? That's what they want us to be? Like,
yeah, they're a bunch of
Supermen.
Scum. They're New World Order front people, and they will be defeated.
Yeah, scary.
In fact, that's really what I'm into and what I'm really worried about, and that's what I should be talking about on this show, and I intend to make a whole film about the subject. In fact, it's in production right now. Thanks for the call, Commander. Let's go ahead and talk to Howie in Kansas. Welcome.
Hello, it's Alex.
Yes.
I just want to say something from a quote from my new favorite movie, Peace from Vendetta. Remember, remember, the 11th of September, our secret government's treasonous plot. I know no reason why our government's treason shall ever be forgotten.
Good job, my friend. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
Via con Dios. Victor in New York. Go ahead, Victor.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Victor in calling from Zionist-controlled New York City. We are, first of all, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to meet you during 9/11 Truth. I was there videotaping. And I first found out about your works by way of Joe Friendly and his show, Truth for Change. I started hooking into Ralph Schoenman and listening to everything he said, and then that's how I discovered Alex Jones.
Well, I'm glad to have you on board. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say that, basically Terror Storm on all the 9/11 Truth, videos basically run every day on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, public access in New York.
I've heard that. Are you the guy behind that?
No, I am a friend of the guy behind that.
Well, tell him I thank him.
Yes, and also, in addition, we've just edited your speech that you spoke at Cooper Union at 9/11 Truth, and we put in all the graphics with all
sure,
of
sure, is there a website you want to plug? We're out of time.
Okay, I will email you.
Okay, God bless you, sir. Yeah, send it to one of those addresses. James in Indiana, you're our tail gunner. Hit him hard.
All right.
Go, 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 get him, James.
All right, you guys are doing a great job.
Awesome, you gonna have a good weekend?
Yeah, I'm on vacation.
Okay, so what's on your mind? You got 20 seconds, it's a long time.
20 seconds?
Yes.
You, doing a great job with the new InfoWars, articles by Watson Brothers.
Awesome. Take care. Have a good weekend.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.